Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Cindy Trim, author of Prevail, Discover Your Strength in Hard Places. Arlisha Albert, author of Victoria Isn't the Only Sister with a Secret. And Bonnie Hopkins, author of Beyond the Break. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Cindy Trim, author of Prevail, Discover Your Strength in Hard Places. Here's a little information about Cindy Trim. As a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and former senator of Bermuda, Dr. Trim is a sought-after empowerment specialist, thought leader, and advocate for cultural change. Listed among Ebony Magazine's Power 100 as the top 100 doers and influencers in the world today, Dr. Trim consults with civic, nonprofit, and religious leaders around the world. With a background in government, education, psychology, and human development, Dr. Trim translates powerful spiritual truth into everyday language that empowers individuals to transform their lives and their communities. Now here's a short description of the book, Prevail, Discover Your Strength in Hard Places. Your problems don't define you, they refine you. Sometimes life feels like a roller coaster ride filled with ups and downs, twists and turns, and unexpected sudden drops. Instead of moving forward with peace and purpose, our lives spin out of control. When chaos and uncertainty threaten to make you feel helpless, what do you do? Don't let life's detours take you for a ride. Get back in the driver's seat. In Prevail, life strategist Dr. Cindy Trim reveals how you can turn problems into opportunities, so no pitfall will throw you off course. Discover how you can see your current challenges as doorways to new levels of success. Break through barriers that keep you from enjoying life and loving the real you. Develop a winning perspective that positions you to prosper. Wake up every morning with a sense of meaning, purpose, dignity, and hope. Your success, fulfillment, satisfaction, and destiny await you on the other side of your struggles, fears, setbacks, and disappointments. In the same way that a diamond is brought to beauty through immense stress, your true strength of character, worth, and value are found by embracing the prospering power inherent in your problems. You are tougher than your tough times. Now here's a brief review of the book, Prevail, Discover Your Strength in Hard Places. In this challenging and inspiring book, Dr. Cindy Trim shows how obstacles and setbacks can serve a purpose in God's plan for our lives. In our human minds, we dream of being free of all problems and challenges, but they come anyway. Taking a look at 24 aspects of life, Dr. Trim shows readers the importance of making wise decisions, developing character, pursuing purpose even when it's hard, dealing with difficulty, and following God's guidance. Using the example of the carrot, Trim reveals the importance of going through times of pressure in order to be molded, cut, and polished to be used for God's glory. In every area of life, readers will be encouraged to overcome obstacles, embrace courage, face fears, and pursue greatness. We highly recommend this book. Visit Cindy Trim online at www.cindytrim.com. Prevail, Discover Your Strength in Hard Places is published by Destiny Image. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Carry Me by Josh Wilson.
I try to catch my breath. It hasn't happened yet. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, scared to death. So I pray, God, would you make this stop? Father, please hold on to me, you're all I've got. Carry me now, from my sinking sand to your solid ground. The only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me. Thank you. knock on my heart. Come near me, please. Lord, don't let these worries get the best of me. Oh, I believe that you're still here with me. Cause you meant what you said.
Next up today is Arlisha Albert, author of Victoria Isn't the Only Sister with a Secret. Here's a little information about Arlisha Albert. An anointed and dynamic minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, Minister Arlisha Albert brings forth a life-changing ministry that is both powerful and enlightening. The Lord is using Arlisha to encourage the world through her preaching and teaching ministry. It has been her privilege to serve at various women's conferences and retreats, marriage seminars, youth conferences, workshops, college day services, annual day services, revivals, commencement exercises, and Bible study groups across the globe. Arlisha is the founder and CEO of MyE320, a nonprofit foundation that offers hope, healing, courage, and strength to survivors and their families by providing critical awareness, education, and support. Beginning each day with prayer and time alone with God, she ministers to the needs of her gifts from God. Her husband, Deacon Wendell M. Albert, a lieutenant colonel of the United States Army, her son, Joshua, two daughters, Lindsay and Wendy, and her grandson, Jackson. Most importantly, Arlisha is a saved, born-again, Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, resurrection-sharing believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's a short description of the book, Victoria Isn't the Only Sister with a Secret. Victoria Stevens regrets picking up the business card Mr. Carl Jackson left behind on the conveyor belt of Register 7. The day she inquired about global enterprises, her life navigated from ambitious, studious, and goal-driven to finding herself locked inside of her apartment, with a chair jammed under the doorknob, hiding from trouble. Trouble found Victoria, and now she has a secret that she can't tell anyone. Nagging yet praying parents and rededicating her life to Jesus Christ strengthens misguided Victoria to grab the reins of her life and come face to face with her past. Victoria Isn't the Only Sister with a Secret offers both redemptive and healing applications and declarations encouraging the reader to utilize the believer's given authority and expect more from God. Now here's a brief review of the book, Victoria Isn't the Only Sister with a Secret. All of us make mistakes. After all, no one is perfect. Secrets of our past life tend to make us run and hide and never really be ourselves. That is no truer than in the life of Victoria Stevens. Victoria's decisions weren't always the best. In fact, a few could have cost her her life. But when trouble finds you, there are only two directions to go. Go with it, or do an about-face and go with God. After a series of missteps and mistakes, Victoria finds herself in God, in prayer, and in the church. Arlisha Albert shares a powerful story of love, redemption, and the power of decisions. Readers will be drawn to the storyline, but more importantly, will come away learning lessons they can put into practice. We highly recommend this book. Visit Arlisha Albert online at www.mye320.com. Victoria Isn't the Only Sister with a Secret is published by St. Paul Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Overcomer by Mandisa. Next up today is Bonnie Hopkins, author of Beyond the Break. Here's a little information about Bonnie Hopkins. Bonnie Hopkins is a retired community relations consultant for the Houston Police Department, where she resides. She is a mother, grandmother, godmother, prayer intercessor, encourager, teacher, mentor, helper, friend, and writer. Bonnie retired to pursue other goals, but to her surprise, every path led to writing. She eventually came to understand that it was God calling her into a writing ministry. She writes from a foundation of Christian principles, life experiences, and observations. Although fictional, her stories are centered in realistic, relevant life issues that encourage, inspire, and motivate readers to keep looking to Jesus. In addition to writing, Bonnie is mentor and coach to aspiring writers. Her books are bestsellers, recipients of awards and recognitions, and have been a blessing to countless readers. Now here's a short description of the book, Beyond the Break. Bonnie Hopkins's Riverwood series continues as the third Winslow cousin battles to find a new beginning. The series began with J.C. Winters in best-selling Seasons, followed by Anita Stanhope in Destiny. Now, cousin C.J. Singleton struggles with the decision of what to do. Beyond the Break. After tolerating 20 years of infidelity, deceit, and deception, C.J. has a snapped moment. Grabs her deer rifle and takes aim at her husband and the woman in CJ's bed. CJ ends up homeless, destitute, and waiting for answers that are slow in coming. In the meantime, she must make decisions that could potentially change the course of her life. Will she return to the place of brokenness where nothing has changed? Will she press toward the new relationship and new life being offered to her? Or will she remain in the vicious cycle of indecision? The answer lies in her realization that sometimes you just have to reach beyond the break. Now here's a brief review of the book, Beyond the Break. When life doesn't go as planned or doesn't seem fair, what does one do? Where does one go? C.J. Singleton is looking for answers. Answers to life, answers needed for hope. Answers to why her husband cheated and her marriage failed. At the end of her rope, with nowhere to go and an endless number of decisions to make, CJ will need to find the answer she is looking for, and may realize that they have been right there in front of her all along. Bonnie Hopkins tells a realistic, faith-based story of love, heartbreak, brokenness, and making decisions that will determine the direction of one's life. The scriptures contained in the book connect the reader to God, all while dealing with the challenges of everyday life. We highly recommend this book. Visit Bonnie Hopkins online at www.bonniehopkins.com. Beyond the Break is published by Bonnie Hopkins Publications. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCPC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCPC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today, and He will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve Him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled Whatever You Want by the Chicago Mass Choir. God bless.